This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Did you know that you can listen to the Asa RX audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at asarx.com/experience. Hi, this is Asa, and we here at Asa RX pray that you and your family are safe during this unprecedented time. Make sure to take every precaution for your wellness by getting my free booklet on building a healthy immune system at asarx.com. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost is those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is a show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome to the show. Now, you know, so many times we talk about health. We talk about weight loss. We want to talk about diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, and it comes down to the want to, I think, so many times with their health. You ever thought about that? When you see someone that wants to lose the weight, or they say they do, or you see someone that is dealing with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or maybe depression, anxiety, and they get a little bit comfortable, I think, dealing with their health challenge. Some people enjoy the label, and they really don't have a desire to want to get well. I get asked all the time, television interviews, you know, they say, what is the toughest health challenge you've ever faced? Or, you know, in clinical practice, when you were, you know, seeing patients and you were working with them on a regular basis, what was the toughest thing that you saw? And I think that it comes down to the person that really doesn't desire to get well. They can. They have the ability to. But somewhere in the inside of them, they just don't have the want to. And I've had people tell me that. I've had people look me in the eye and tell me that I just really don't want to get well. That I'm not willing to do whatever it takes, no matter how hard it might be, to get well. And see, that's the key. It's about stepping up and knowing that you were made for more. And that there's hope to get your health back. That you don't have to be stuck where you are. So whatever you've been diagnosed with, I want you to realize something. That to get the desire to want to get well, to put that on the inside of you, to be able to step out and go to the next level in your health and your life, it matters. And no one else is going to do that for you. You have to step up and say, you know what, I'm worth it. My health is valuable. My life is valuable. My kids need me to be healthy. My grandkids need me to be healthy. And for me to go to the next level in my health and my life, I need to step up. For me, it's not selfish. It's actually selfless. Because you're taking care of one of the greatest gifts that were ever given to you, and that's your health. It's time to step up and do that. Have the desire. Have the want to. You get the want to, everything else will fall into place. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Let's go now to Nick. Hi, Nick. Welcome to the show, man.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
What's up? I have a question about prostate health.
Okay.
My father has, he's been to the doctor numerous times, and they've just said that he's got a enlarged prostate, low flow, goes to the bathroom often. Well, I pretty much have the same problem. I'm 32. I pretty much see the writing on the wall. I'd heard that it could be hereditary. I probably go to the bathroom once, twice a night. Wake up and also have low flow as well. Just trying to figure out what kind of supplements are good. I just started taking some organic salt palmetto extract and some pumpkin seed oil extract as well, but just started and really wanted to see if there was anything else that is good for that.
So you're 32, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you said the writing is on the wall. Now,
yeah. It's father, same thing as my father pretty much has.
Yeah, but you're 32. So have you gone to your doctor and they've done a PSA blood test on you?
I haven't. I've had physicals in the past, and I'm not sure if they run PSAs or not. during those?
They usually don't. Well, it depends. Right now, it kind of teeters. Really 35 to 40 is when they really start running them on us guys. But I would have them, for your own peace of mind, I'd have them run a PSA test, but I'd also have them run some other blood tests. So, I mean, there's several factors that you can use or several things you can use from a natural perspective. Zinc is really good, pumpkin seed oil, all of those. I mean, phenomenal. But the first thing I would do is not just say, okay, well, it's definitely happening to me. I would get that looked at, you know, and let the numbers speak for themselves. You know what I mean? I mean, it's easy to see that, but it's also another thing to see it in the numbers, to have the physical exam, to be like, you know, your prostate's fine. Because it could be several things causing you to get up during the night. And that could be potassium levels, sodium levels could be off. There could be electrolyte imbalance. There's a host of things. And the reason I'm saying that is because I've seen so many times where, you know, mothers and get something like breast cancer and the daughters feel something and think, oh, you know, I must be having what my mom had. And guys, too. So I'm not knocking your thought. Your thought is right. It would make me and make anybody think that way. I'm just giving you some things to think about and go get the exam because they're not going to check that typically on you. You know, you're too young. That's just not in our standard protocol. And so you go in and they can check it and, you know, it would be a good thing to have done. Okay. And then that'll give you a good peace of mind. But from the natural side, if you want to keep your prostate healthy and you want to stay ahead of the game, avocado every single day. It's 30 grams of fat in an avocado. It's all good fat and just phenomenal for your overall health. The saw palmetto, like you're doing, is great. Nettle root is really good. Remember, it's all about blocking that DHT and getting that down and keeping your good and healthy testosterone levels up. And that's why the testosterone test will be a real benefit to you. Oh, and also check DHEA. DHEA is a simple blood test they can run. It'll give you some good values as well. But you know, don't let it bother you. Don't let anything bother you until you get the test and you see the results. It's exactly what's going on, okay? Keep me posted, though. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Our preferred wellness providers or healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. So they carry out the nutrition and lifestyle care that we talk about here on the show. Got a great team that we're building all around the country. Birmingham, Alabama, in Nashville, Tennessee. We've got all kinds in, also down Waco, Texas, all the way over there, up in Oregon. You got down in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and up in Michigan. So we're everywhere. New York, it's unbelievable. Growing like crazy. So exciting. So our team members are available during the day to help you out if you need that help. Lines are open. You can give me a call right now. But first, we're going to go to John. Hi, John. Oh, we lost John. Nope, he just fell off. The phone's dropped on him. All right, we're going to go to the scripture for the day then and close this segment out. It comes from 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 11 and 12. It says, look to the Lord and His strength. Seek His face always. Remember the wonders He has done, His miracles, and the judgments He pronounced. Powerful. So where does your strength come from? That's the real key. Does it come from, you know, just eating healthy? Does it come from supplements that come from your exercise routine? Where does your real strength come from? That's what you ought to ask yourself. The great physician has got the prescription that pretty much everybody needs. 80% of the health challenges we face today, diet and lifestyle related. It's true. The stuff you put in your body becomes your body. So what kind of stuff are you putting in? You putting the good stuff in? Food's either going to bring health to your body or it's going to take health out of your body. And guess what? You get to make that choice every single day. So are you making good choices or are you making not so good choices? Well, I hope you are. That's what we're here for. Here to take you from where you are to where you need to be. So make sure to give me a call right now, 888-283-7272. We'll talk about it or go online.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners running population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
You like eating almonds? Welcome back to the show. I do. It's one of the best superfoods you can put in your body, unless, of course, you deal with a lot of a live virus. But, you know, if you take almonds and you soak them for a period of time, you will almost double the amount of nutrients and increase the vitamins and nutrients that you'll get out of them. So think about that. Incredible. Little tricks you can do to make superfoods even more super. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. You can also send me an email. We're going to go to John now. Hi, John.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. What's up? How can I help?
How you doing?
Doing well.
Great. I've got a problem with my stomach. I get a sensitive stomach. Every time I'm worried about something or if I'm anxious, I just feel it in my stomach. And I think it's increased the acid in my stomach or whatever. I mean, I just, if you have any remedies.
Well, has it been going on for a long time or is this new?
For a long time. It's been like for almost 24 years.
24 years? Wow.
Yes. And I don't have a good sleep either. You know, mild depression,
can't go to sleep or can't stay asleep?
I can go to sleep. I can stand asleep. I take some medicine to help me go to sleep. It's amitriptyline.
Mm-hmm.
And, but, yes.
How long have you been taking that?
That's since 1997.
Yeah, so a lot of anxiety.
Yes, exactly. And it's affect my stomach big time. I mean...
Yeah, it will. Oh, for sure. Yeah. So, have you tried any natural remedies to go to sleep?
No, I'm just taking the amitriptyline.
Okay. Well, there's a lot. I mean, with what you have, which is actually pretty common, you actually see it quite a bit. Especially, I don't know. I've seen it personally more in the last 5 years. It's probably been around. It's just seems to be more prevalent. People dealing with anxiety always have that brain-gut connection. So whenever you're stressed out, you've got a lot of anxiety, you've got a lot of subconscious anxiety, it's going to show itself in your digestive tract. It just will. And so as the brain goes, so the gut goes. Now, anxiety is a big trigger of GABA. All right, GABA is a neurotransmitter. It's a brain chemical. And it's the one that's kind of responsible for us chilling out. And if you don't have enough GABA, which means it gets kind of low, then it's going to cause anxiety to be high. So the best way to do that, there's certain foods you want to really avoid to keep your GABA levels at a good playing level. And believe it or not, a lot of them are health foods. And you're thinking, well, this stuff's supposed to be healthy for me. But it's really not, especially if you're dealing with anxiety, which can cause a lot of the stomach issues that you're thinking about. So here's kind of the key. Almonds, walnuts, hazelnuts, peanuts, of course, salmon, spinach, wheat, barley, rice, all of those. Okay, so, you know, that seems like a lot. And you're thinking, well, those are health foods, right? Well, they are at some level. But if they affect your GABA levels in a negative way, you just want to avoid them. And that's just from some of the research that's out there. You know, there's certain supplements that help with GABA too. L-theanine and L-taurine together can work very well. Passion flower is also a really good piece that's used. You know, valerian root has been used for a long time. But just the more I've talked to some pharmacist friends of mine and just some of the research I've seen on it, it's got a long half-life. And what that means is that it sticks around in your bloodstream for a long time. And what can happen is it can make you just feel a little bit sluggish the next day. It can impair some of your coordination skills and all. I know you're already taking the medication, but you definitely want to be a little bit careful with something like valerian root. That's why I don't really mention it that much. So getting GABA levels up is important. All right. Now, your gut is probably being affected by that. But, you know, you want to get to a physician and get a good checkup. I would. I know they already probably took care of you. That's how you got the medicine. But, you know, getting to them on a regular basis, getting nutritional-based blood work, because you can look at all the neurotransmitters, and you can also look at a lot of the cofactors that go with it and see exactly if they're being affected, if they're balanced, if they're too low, too high. And it's a great way to do that. And Natural Care Network is a great company that can do that, too. And it helps with nutritional-based blood analysis. And it's important because it gives you great information. You can take it to your doctor. And, of course, you guys can sit down and come up with a good game plan. But it's important to get something like that done. Blood work's important to get done every 6 months minimum, especially over the age of 35. So it's great just to see what's going on inside your body so you can kind of go to the next level. But, yeah, I mean, probiotics are good for your gut. If you're having any type of kind of a queasy stomach at all, you want to look at coming off the cow's milk, dairy, and all the grains. Grains are important to come off of at this point. So just looking at a couple of those things. I know that you're struggling with that. But when you've got a lot of anxiety and you can't sleep, then you've got to look at GABA. That's a big one. And the other one is serotonin. So serotonin is the one that's going to make you go to sleep and stay asleep. Now, medications can affect them. If you're taking an SSRI, then which is pretty much the standard antidepressant drugs, you've got to be careful because you can't really take supplements with it, or it's not really advised to, okay? No doctor's really going to tell you to take any supplement that affects serotonin because they have what's called serotonin storm, which is where you get too much serotonin in the blood, it can cause a pretty severe reaction. So understand that getting serotonin levels up, you can use a lot of foods to do that. That'll be mild but more steady. And a lot of the foods, chicken, turkey are really good. But see, again, a lot of the foods that help with serotonin will block GABA levels, so you got to be really careful. So you want to watch out for salmon, because salmon and spinach both can raise serotonin, but they lower GABA. So those are kind of out, and you're thinking, well, man, salmon is supposed to be great for you. Well, there's a ton of other fish you can eat, so you just throw it out. But also, one real key for serotonin levels are goat's milk yogurt. Goat's milk yogurt, great for raising serotonin levels, and keeping your omega-3 fats up is also a big key. So cod liver oil, good omega-3 fish oil. Plenty of nuts and seeds. You just can't do the almonds, the Brazil nuts, hazelnuts, and all those that I listed out for you, because they can trigger a negative reaction with GABA. So I hope that helps. It does take some time, just so you know. If you've been taking sleep medication and it's been going on for years, then it'll take some time to undo. So don't expect overnight results. But again, it's about a marathon, not a sprint.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is directing all administration officials to wear masks at all times in the building except when sitting at their own desks. The news comes as two administration officials tested positive to coronavirus in the West Wing last week. Speaking at the White House, President Trump says the United States is leading the way when it comes to testing for coronavirus.
This week, the United States will pass 10 million tests conducted, nearly double the number of any other country. We're testing more people per capita than South Korea, the United Kingdom, France, Japan, Sweden, Finland, and many other countries, and in some cases combined.
Your final numbers on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 109 points to finish at 24,221. The S&P gained a fraction of a point, and the NASDAQ was up 71. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
A popular comedian has passed away, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Jerry Stiller had a long and storied career as a stand-up comedian, a TV actor, a Broadway star, and a movie actor as well. He and his wife, Ann Mara, gained fame as a comedy team back in the 60s and 70s.
Listen, Lance, I don't think we should see each other anymore.
You're afraid of the future, right, Rhonda?
Lance!
Well, you don't have to worry about that. I provided for the future.
No!
You know what I got here, Rhonda?
What?
Feel that.
I don't want to feel
it. No, feel it. Come on.
What?
You know what that is, Rhonda?
No.
It's an insurance policy.
For what?
$25,000.
What?
Making you the beneficiary on my life.
Oh, no. Listen, Lance.
If I die, Rhonda, you get $25,000.
Look, I don't want money.
If I die by accident, it's $50,000.
What?
It's double indemnity, Rhonda. No matter how I die, you get $50,000.
But please, I don't want
If I lose an arm, Rhonda, it's $12,500.
I don't want your arm.
An arm and a leg is $17,500.
Arm and a leg, I don't want.
Two arms and one leg is
$22,500. What's the matter with you?
Jerry Stiller gaining even wider fame for his roles on Seinfeld and as Leah Remini's character's father on The King of Queens. Again, Jerry Stiller was 92. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And finally, New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft is auctioning off his Super Bowl 51 ring for charity. Kraft is hoping to raise millions of dollars for charities in need during the coronavirus pandemic. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Whatever you're struggling with, we've got one we're going to kick off with right now. We've got Stan down in Florida, writes us about deciding whether or not to use a personal trainer. Wants to know if it's a good idea. I think it's a great idea. I think we've been talking about this a lot lately, and I guess because getting into the new year, resolutions, and people wanting to know what to do, should you use a trainer, should you not? It's part of my background. I was strength and conditioning coach at Florida State University, and yeah, for the football team. And, you know, I think personal training is vital. Even the elite athletes that are out there, even in the NFL, still have people coaching them when it comes to training. And no different from you, if you're looking to drop weight or you're looking to get fit, I think personal trainers, which now are a part of our preferred wellness provider team, you know, that we look for to network with, it's just, it's important. It's vital. It's part of the equation to really get in the best shape of your life and to get healthy. Because as much as we work on the inside, you've got to work on the outside too and keeping the body healthy. You're working on the heart. You're working on the lungs. You're working on getting the body fat down, strengthening the muscles, and getting your overall vitality up. And a personal trainer can make sure you don't get hurt, make sure that you have a good path, that you keep your intensity levels up. They're great for encouragement and motivation and education. I mean, people are just brilliantly smart. I mean, very smart. And then get you to a great place with your health. So looking into a personal trainer, Sam, I mean, that's the answer is yes, unequivocally yes. And you don't have to use them all the time. You can use, you know, work with them for 2 weeks or so, get you a good set of sessions in. They can kind of kick you out of the nest and let you get on your way. And then you come back and you learn a little bit more and then go back out on your own. But it's having someone that can coach you along the way. I think that is a real big key in the overall equation. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Shoot me an email. You can also check us out, Facebook and Twitter as well. Larry, welcome to the show, man. How can I help?
Hey, how are you tonight? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's good to talk with you.
Yeah. Look, I'm ex-military, and suffered from an injury that I, you know, that I got back in the early 2000s, you know. And I think that the doctors have said it had something to do with like the sciatic nerve or something of that sort, you know. But it has a lot to do with my neck, my back, and my arm, you know, the numbness and, you know, the constant pain.
Sure.
And I, what I'm trying to do, you know, of course, you know, their way of treatment was, of course, to put me on, you know, the flexorils and the oxys and that type of stuff. And it's just grown progressively worse. And, you know, the medication, of course, is just, you know, just continuously increasing. And I'm tired of, you know, I'm tired of taking that type of medication. I'm just sick and tired of, you know, taking, you know, pain medications, that type of thing. I'm trying to figure out, you know, is there something else that can be done, you know. First of all, I don't want to end up becoming dependent upon, you know, any type of medication, especially pain medication, narcotics and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I want that to happen, so I'm trying to figure out something that can be done that I can do, you know.
Well, have you made any major changes in your lifestyle, eating habits, exercise habits? Have you made any changes, or have you just been dealing with pills so far?
No, I've just been dealing with the pills so far, you know. And at one time I was very, very active. I was a martial artist, and well, I still am, you know. But I haven't really, you know, practiced the way that I desire to, you know. I'm still working full time and everything, you know. But as far as lifestyle, as far as, you know, exercise and things, I'm not doing any of that, you know.
Okay.
It seems like I'm caught in like a vicious cycle, you know.
Yeah, it is. It is a vicious cycle. And really, it is. It's almost like one of those things where you feel stuck. You feel like no matter what you do, it just keeps, it's like a hamster wheel. It just keeps going around and around and around. You can't get free.
Right. And I want to step off of that, you know.
Yeah, no kidding. I want to see you do that as well. Well, you know, our preferred wellness providers I talk about a lot, and they're great in focusing on lifestyle and nutritional-based care, and that really is the key. A chiropractic physician, I think, in your position would be a great tool, or an osteopathic physician, and we have those in the networks and whatnot. But I really want to encourage you to look at the structural side, making, you know, the bones, muscles, nerves are where your biggest challenges are. But it's got to be getting the nutritional aspect down. You're going to make sure that you get some good nutritional blood work done so you can find out exactly the root of what's going on and then come up with a good game plan. I mean, from a lifestyle perspective, I know the medications are something you're kind of focused on. You're like, yeah, I want to get off the pain meds, and I want to see that for you too. But it's kind of like that's step C. And there's got to be a step A and B to get you there. Because you have to build up. You got to remember you've been dealing with this for a while. And so you have to kind of get to a place where you build up step A and step B, get that strong, get a good foundation, and then you can move into step C, which is where they can start potentially weaning you. But there has to be a good foundation before any weaning can go on. And I've seen that so many times with pain medications, not getting a good foundation first, it really throws you into a bad place. And I don't want to see that for you. So it can be very beneficial. Very. And you know, when you look at that, and you look at just, okay, there's some basic things you can do. Some lifestyle changes. And exercising 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, as best you can. I realize there's pain involved. But again, it's about getting the body moving. And it pumps the lymphatic system. And as you pump the lymphatic system, you're starting to utilize the body's own mechanism for ridding out toxins and ridding out everything in the body. So, again, it's really important. I would encourage you to go that route and have someone that is a good, strong, wellness-based mindset, like one of the preferred wellness providers that can kind of get you in that place. And that would be that, work in conjunction with your doc, your primary care, whether it's at the VA hospital. I want to tell you thanks for serving our country. That means a lot to me. Whenever we talk to the veterans, which I get a lot here on this show, you know, just it I never get tired of it. You guys are great. You're heroes in my book, and I'm grateful. So I just want to let you know that. But get focused on anything that can lower the inflammation in the body. That's where the key is, and that's where the victory will start with what you're dealing with. It's not an easy process. I'll tell you that. It's not. But you can come up with some real practical ways to do it. It'll take some time. But again, if you need to call me back here on the show, email me, whatever, and we'll do our best to give you good information to help you walk through it and then get some good people around you that can take good care of you. All right? 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We've got answers. I want to take you from where you are to where you need to be. Why? Because you're worth it. You are worth it. Did you know that? The show is about you. That's why. You know, tobacco use and oral health is something that is talked about a lot. And you know, I guess smoking and everything else is talked about often. We see that in clinical practice every single day. But in addition to affecting your overall health, tobacco and smoking cause a number of oral health issues that I want to talk about for just a moment. Dentists see this all the time, but you can get yellow teeth and a yellow tongue, says Dr. Kilmore, who's a dentist, or he's a professor of oral and maxillofacial surgery and associate dean at Boston University School of Dental Medicine. You see a lot of staining on the tongue, he says. Smoking and tobacco use can lead to more serious oral health complications as well, including gum disease and oral cancer. So the most serious issue is mouth cancer. And it's hard to say what percentage of people who smoke will actually get mouth cancer, but the death rate of those who do get it is very high. It's only about 40 and 50% of all cases and hasn't changed over the last few decades. The American Cancer Society estimates that 90% of people with oral cancer affecting the lips, tongue, throat, and mouth have used tobacco in some form. Likewise, the risk of oral cancer is 6 times higher among smokers relative to non-smokers. So your individual risk of oral cancer depends on how long you've been using tobacco. And the longer you use it, the greater your risk. So smoking cigarettes doesn't cause dental decay, but it does cause periodontal or gum disease, Kilgore explains. Bone loss is part of the periodontal disease, and it starts out as inflammation of the gums. And the natural and unfortunate progression, the bone supporting the roots of your teeth becomes inflamed. And, of course, underlying bone can deteriorate, he adds. So there are surgical and non-surgical therapies to reverse or slow the progression of periodontal disease, Kilgore says. But without proper treatment, gum disease does eventually lead to tooth loss and jawbone damage. Now, even more to that, we found that gum disease and also dental disease of any kind can lead to other issues within the body. I mean, literally, you can have bacteria that get into the gums and can directly affect the heart. Everything is tied. Believe it or not, your mouth plays a big role in your overall health. And so if you don't have a dentist that you visit with regularly, someone that really understands a natural and balanced approach, it's time to find one. It really is. Every 6 months, getting your teeth checked is critical for your overall health. And if you have metal fillings, silver amalgam fillings, mercury fillings, it's time to get them taken out. And there's a specific process to that and getting those taken out. You've got to find a biological certified dentist that can do that. Don't just let anyone do it. You want to have someone that's certified and that knows exactly how to do that and remove it with an oxygen mask and everything else so that you don't get excess mercury leaking into the body. Let me tell you, it's one of the number one causes of cancer and memory loss and Alzheimer's and a host of other issues. So if you've got the fillings, get them switched out with something acrylic. Be one of the best steps you can do and find a great dentist that can do that. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Vietnam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Connect with On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
So important, because we talk about food for the day all the time, and I want to talk about some apple cider vinegar. Why? Because it is one of the best home remedies for so many different things and ailments and little nagging things that you can see. It's incredible. So the natural apple cider vinegar is a wonderful natural cure for so many things. Here's some things it can do. Let me just list them out for you. So it can reduce sinus infections and sore throats. It can help with cholesterol issues. It can help with skin conditions such as acne. That's a big one, because remember, skin conditions are come from inside out, not outside in. It can protect against food poisoning, fights allergies. It can help muscle fatigue after exercise, strengthen the immune system, increase stamina, increase metabolism, which can promote weight loss. It improves digestion and can cure constipation. Alleviate symptoms of arthritis and gout, and prevents bladder stones and urinary tract infections. So for weight loss, it's really not known why, but many people claim that apple cider vinegar promotes weight loss. Some theories suggest that it helps speed up the metabolism, while others suggest that it burns calories. A number of nutritionists also believe that combining vitamin B6 and lecithin with apple cider vinegar is highly effective for weight loss. Suggested remedy is to mix 2 teaspoons of apple cider vinegar mixed with a glass of water and drink before every meal, or sip it slowly throughout the day. It's also going to help increase your hydrochloric acid, which is going to help break down extra proteins. Now, if you suffer with halitosis, which is bad breath, well, apple cider vinegar is known as a wonderful remedy to be able to help with bad breath. And a half tablespoon mixed with water, you gargle the mixture for about 10 seconds until the cup is empty. And they say that it will get rid of the bad breath. What it does, it goes in and it breaks down a lot of the bacteria that tends to be in there. Also great for the digestive tract too, when you take it right before your meals. Body odor is really good for it as well. It can help neutralize your body odor, since it helps adjust the skin's pH level, which can help eliminate odor-causing bacteria. So for armpit odor, simply wipe them once in the morning with undiluted apple cider vinegar in a cotton ball. For foot odor, fill a pan with warm water, add a third cup of apple cider vinegar, and let your feet soak in the mixture for about 15 minutes twice a day. Interesting. So, stinky feet, go with apple cider vinegar. Wipe your armpits out with apple cider vinegar. Get rid of the body odor. Just drink the stuff and be done with it. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Vilas. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I'm a new. I just bought your book.
Oh, well, great. Welcome to the show.
However, yesterday I had 2 incidents that I don't know what to think of.
Uh-oh.
Behind my left ear and down just a little bit, 8 hours apart, I had an incident with extreme pressure in that area, and it felt to me like there was blood clotting up there. That's just what it felt like. I don't know what it was. But I had a severe headache, almost passed out, and then it went away.
Has that ever happened before?
No, it happened 2 times yesterday. The only time in my life that I know of.
Anything happened recently? Any kind of injury you've had?
Yes, I've had skin knocked off my leg, being treated.
Okay. And have you had any, and what is your age?
An injury in my arm.
Okay, injury in your arm. What is your age, sir?
I pulled a tendon loose from my elbow.
Okay. What
I'm wearing
your age?
A sling now.
What is your age?
I'm only 91 years old, and they insist I tell you that.
So you're still a spring chicken, so we got a lot of time to work on this thing. So the key is, if you've been dealing with something like that,
my daughter wants me to let you know I have two stents behind my heart from about 2.5 years ago.
That's all right.
And a heartache.
Okay. Well, the stents can play a big role, but it really comes down to, you got kind of a shooting pain like that on the side behind the ear. It could be a couple of things. It could be artery related, especially with your age. There could be some plaquing buildup in there. That's a possibility. But it also could be nerve related, and that's very common. All right, you've got your first and second cervical bones in the neck, which is the atlas and the axis. And if they get rotated out of position, it can be causing nerve pain. But I would get a full evaluation. I really would. I'd get some things looked at. I would get some blood work done. Get a little bit of a workup, and have some nutritional analysis done would probably be a smart thing to do. And go see, you definitely want to see a physician about that, just because you want to get it checked from the vascular side, and you also want to get it checked from more of the structural side to make sure it's not just bones, muscles, nerves that are being irritated. And you've got to look at every aspect of it. See, the body has kind of a three-tier system. We call it the health triangle. There's the mental side, which is the brain chemistry and neurotransmitters and the subconscious mind, the chemical side, and then also the structural side. Chemical side's nutrition, also the physiology of the body, how everything works, and then the structural side. So it's good to look at everything and kind of get an overall game plan together and get an analysis from every aspect of it. So that's really the key. So if it came out of nowhere and it just kind of caught you off guard, then that's what I would do. I'd get kind of an evaluation done and then go from there. That's one thing you don't want to just let go. You know, that was just something that happened and I'll probably just let it go. Because you and I both know as guys, we'll let stuff go. And it's good that you're calling me to talk to me about it. So I would get it evaluated. You know, we've got wellness providers in your area and, you know, they could take a look at it too. I would just get someone to take a look. And then there can be good information and we could talk about it, kick it around a little bit, come up with maybe some solutions together. So keep me posted on how that goes, but make sure you get some kind of evaluation done. And also keep your omega-3 fatty acids high, because when you've got any kind of nerve-related issue, that's always going to be a big help regardless. And watch out for the gluten, which is more of the flour-based foods that we have in our diet. All right, I'll talk about that in my book. And thanks for reading that. Thanks for being a new listener. And we're always here for you. Puts another hour in the charts. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com, and use promo code 1191.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.